Despite whatever your parents told you about eating oysters in the summer, it's perfectly fine to do that. That's according to Alfred Sinceri. His family's been running the P&J Oyster Company since 1876, so he kind of knows a thing or two about the business. He shares the secret of their success on the latest NOLA Life Stories.
Oysters were a very inexpensive product. You could sell oysters in a place like the Fairmont Hotel or New York City, but then you could also sell it at Martin Brothers' poor boy place. Anyone could afford eating them. We started in 1876, and it was started by the founders, the Popiches and the Jurisiches. My great-grandfather and grandfather, they worked on the docks unloading the oysters and bananas and seafood and things like that. But there was only so many oysters you could sell. The way that P&J got started was that they wanted to do something with those oysters that were having to be thrown away. So they started shucking them. And this started a whole new era of producing oysters and bringing them to consumers. So you would see the oyster soups, the oyster po' boys, the fried oysters, the chowders, the baked oyster dishes in a way that they were unaccustomed to having. They had the infrastructure that they were accustomed to using with the banana business. They had the customer base. He just called on those people and asked them, would you all like to handle some fresh oysters? We can ship them to you. The company grew by leaps and bounds. We had numbers of incidents that we had to deal with over our time. We had wars that we dealt with where you had labor forces that were impacted. You had a depression. Hurricane Katrina was a time that we learned what was important and what wasn't. But the oyster business has been put in a situation like never before that we've never had to deal with. To this day, there's not the volumes of oysters that were landed in southeast Louisiana like we used to have. The price of the product has gone up by as much as 300% at the dock. So the effect of that deep water rise and disaster still has had an impact on our company. To this day, because of what our forefathers did, we have been blessed with having to have a business that has been so successful for so long. It may or may not be as big a business as it once was, but I still think that it can be a business that will be successful. And we will succeed. We'll be right back.